Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5, it is Drive with Beck and Jazeel.
And if you didn't already know, this week is National Science Week, an annual celebration of science and technology. And to help us celebrate, we have Dr. Rena Fu, currently teaching biomedical sciences at Curtin University and Edith Cowan University. And she's here to help us explain a lot of things that we have no idea about.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Beck and Jazeel.
Now, yeah. To start off with, where did your passion come to, I guess, dumb science down? Because that's, in essence, what we are here to learn from you. Because a lot of it, we last week tried to understand some sciencey things, and it went over our heads, so we're thankful for you to come in. But why do you choose to teach?
Well, I think science is amazing. We are actually submerged in science, and teaching about science is just helping us being aware of the world that we live in and how it works. And particularly that something that fascinates me is how our body, our human body, functions. And I got hooked at a very young age, as my mum was a nurse, and she would tell me stories about the journey of a peanut that travels from your mouth all the way down your esophagus and through your digestive system, etc. Use your imagination, and out the other end. And I was like, wow, that is amazing. And I get to learn about it in high school and in university. And once I also learned about the microscopic world, I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. And teaching is just my excuse, really, to be playing in the lab.
Now, people also know you as the mad scientist mummy. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Okay, right. So my storybook is called My Mad Scientist Mummy. And I'm actually, through the storybook, has a little nice plot with a twist to say that, hey guys, the mad scientist is not always, you know, the Einstein look with the explosive grey hair or very elderly. It can be a female scientist. And there's a twist to say, look, scientists shouldn't be coined as mad because they're actually very clever. So there's a twist in the storybook. But then you've got to start off with the familiar because, you know, Hollywood or even the little kids show always portray scientists the mad scientist.
Yeah.
So that's why I call that book that title. And I did have to explain quite a lot to the scientific societies because they were supporting my work there. And so I'm kind of stuck with the title of my book now linked to me because of my book launch. I've like created all these big banners and it had my renafu.com website. And so people just say, oh, you're the mad scientist. And I was like, yeah, well, yeah, that's my character.
Yeah. Oh, now you're kicking yourself. Brilliant. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Oh, maybe I am.
We're going to be doing some science experiments all for the rest of the week. So we're very excited. What are we going to do today?
Okay. So since I teach hematology, which is the science of blood.
Okay.
Hematology. I thought we would kick off with something a little bit. Can I say that word?
Yeah.
Bloody.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
Does this mean that one of us have got to bleed? Is that?
Well, if you're unwilling, I'm happy to donate a drop of blood, but if you would like to see a little bit of yourself under the microscope.
I think that'll
shoot,
be
paper,
awesome.
Shoot, paper, scissors, rock it.
All right, here we go. Paper, scissors, rock. All right.
Oh, you won.
I did win, which means it's time to prick and draw blood.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you a blood donor?
Oh, I've always
wanted to.
Yeah, you are now.
Yeah, don't have a choice. Now, I know that you've got to take my blood, but that's about as far as I know. So,
what are you going to be doing with your blood?
Clone you.
Well, we don't need two of them.
Okay. So, in our blood experiment is, we'll take a drop of your blood.
Okay.
And then we'll put it into two test tubes. One test tube will contain H2O, which is?
Water.
Well,
water.
Done.
Woohoo! Yeah. Yes, gold star. And NaCl.
NaCl.
You put it on your chips, usually.
Oh, salt.
Yes.
Okay, right.
Everyone knows salt. Yeah, so a bit of salty water that we call saline.
Okay.
So, and see what happens. from that point on.
What do you reckon's going to happen, Jazeel, to your blood once it's
What's your hypothesis?
Yeah, I've got no idea. In the salt water, in water, I'm like, it's probably just going to chill.
Yeah.
It's going to do nothing, I think. In the salt water...
I feel like maybe it'll separate.
And just go, like, see you later. Bye.
I don't know.
Break down.
Do you reckon it'll break down?
Okay, I guess that's why we're doing an experiment.
Yeah.
Would you like to put two squirts into this test tube?
That's the salt.
Yes, this is the salty water.
Okay, so a couple into of drops this one. In here.
Oh, whole squirt.
Whole squirt, there we
two
go.
Two squirts.
I think that's it. I need to get more.
Yeah, get more.
Doing a great job.
Do you know what this is called, Scientist Jazeel?
This thing here?
This thing, this
a
plastic squeezy thing.
Oh, I feel like I knew it once.
What is it called?
It's like an eyedropper.
Yeah.
So the scientific term is called a pipette.
Pipette.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Pipette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought I did. No idea. Never heard it before.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the stuff there. So now we've got to draw the blood.
All right. How are you feeling? Are you ready for this?
I've never fainted before. So
I was going to say, are you going to faint on me
in the studio? My brother, if he sees blood, he faints straight away. But I'm different.
All right, you ready for it?
Okay, so we're going to pop this onto your finger.
Okay.
And then you're basically going to be looking out the window. Can actually look there and talk to someone and go, yay.
Okay, that was
And that was it. Are you okay?
How was your heart going then, Jay?
Well, to be honest, I was actually more fearful because I was like, why do I have to look out a window? How bad is this going to be?
And now I'm just gently on firmly squeezing. Beautiful.
Well done.
Yeah.
Go
well
you.
Done.
Yeah.
Go.
Right, now it's going into the water.
Into the water.
Tube.
And okay. Now we have to wait.
All right.
To make our observations.
Okay. So
what would a test like this, what would you use it for?
Yeah. So, for example, when we do blood typing, when you go to the Red Cross to donate some blood, we need to find out your blood groups. And so we may need to wash your red blood cells down to take away the plasma, which is the watery part, and take away the white blood cells and just have your red cells left.
Right.
And so we would want to suspend the red blood cells in one of these solutions, and the right one will have the correct kind of concentration of the solutes so that the red blood cells will be preserved and not all popped and lysed.
Yeah. Okay, so which
ones are going to be? I didn't understand any of that.
Oh, no!
I failed. One of them's going to preserve the blood cells and the other one's not.
Yes.
So I'm going to guess, just because of the saltiness, like let's say you're preserving stuff in a can, there's a lot of salt in there, right?
Okay.
So now it makes me think that the salt is going to be the one to preserve...
The white.
So but
will
I could
it
be
separate?
Wrong.
Will it separate the white and red blood cells?
No. So that separation bit will happen using a spinny machine in the laboratory, which I didn't bring along with me today. So this is actually whole blood, and so our hypothesis or our educated guess is that the saline solution will help protect the red blood cells from popping because of something called osmotic pressure. If it was suspended just in water.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and so the water solution will go really clear, and the saline solution, you should be able to see, it's still a little bit cloudy because the cells are still kind of happily floating in there.
Right.
And not stressed out. But if you have the cells floating in water only, which will exert a higher osmotic pressure, and so it's trying to, it will burst, basically, the cells.
Wow. Okay.
And that's why when you, if you ever need rehydration or need to be on a drip at a hospital, they don't put water into your veins. They put saline into your veins for that reason.
And that's why people have energy drinks, because it's supposed to hydrate them.
A bit of salty drink,
Hydrate them quicker.
Oh, that's right.
Look at us learning.
Look at us sciencing. Now, Rena, you dropped some of his blood in the water science tube and a saline science tube. Can you explain to us what happened?
Yeah, so in the water science tube or test tube we call it, you can actually see through. There's no cloudiness, it's very clear, but it's red, slightly red from the hemoglobin, which is the color, or is a protein that gives the red blood cell its red color.
The
protein that carries the oxygen around.
That's
for
awesome.
Us. And in the saline tube, we see that it is a little bit more cloudy, which means that the red blood cells are holding up. They are still their happy little cells. They haven't popped or lysed to release the hemoglobin.
Awesome. So overall, great success.
You've got good blood.
Is that what the gist is?
Yeah. It is.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Dr. Rena Fu has been our guest. It is Science Week and we're doing experiments all week.
Yeah.
And you can catch the full video of how we did this experiment online at 98.5.com. Thank you so much, Rena.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.